Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Broadway, where Broadway meets Main Street. Here's your host, my pal, David Alpert.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this sixth Extra Magic Hour. I am David Alpert, and I'm the creator and host of E-Ticket to Broadway, and I'm so thankful that you have chosen to join us tonight. If this is your first time with us, welcome. Sit back, relax. It's going to be a lot of fun. To those returning, it's good to have you back. Now it is the time to lean in, show us your mouse ears, show what you're wearing to the camera, pretend like we're all together, show off that Disney merch that you've got. There's my Mickey Mouse sweatshirt for the night. Let us know in the comments where you're watching from. I love that this is going international, so please let us know. We are a community of humans that love Disney. We've even got people saying that they love the intro. That's very nice, Holly. Thank you so much. It is immaculate. Shout out to Alex Parrish, our composer. We love the people behind the scenes. So again, make sure tonight as you're watching, tag us on Instagram, on Twitter. We need to spread so much love and joy into the world these days. And what better to do that than with the six queens of Broadway. So we're going to push out all that happiness and love tonight. Tonight is all about the queens of the kingdom, specifically the Magic Kingdom. So tonight it's actually the Magic Queendom. It's been an exciting few days for queendoms as we all got to witness Queen Kamala Harris be inaugurated yesterday. And very soon I get to chat all things Disney with some fabulous Broadway queens. If this is your first time hearing of E-Ticket to Broadway, I want to quickly share what the podcast is all about. E-Ticket to Broadway is a podcast that launched about 7 months ago, and it features your favorite Broadway stars sharing their love of the Disney theme parks. Just yesterday was the 30th episode, and it marked the end of the second season. The intention of the podcast has always been to spread joy and happiness, and was created in reaction to the Disney parks and Broadway temporary closing this past year, which has, of course, been a challenging time. On each episode, we play games, share memories, and discuss which Disney princess is most likely to star in Six. I'm so thankful to have been joined by so many incredible guests. Let's take a look at their incredible Poonams. Those are all of the guests that have joined over this past season. And season three is just around the corner with some wonderful guests, including Jonathan Freeman, Titus Burgess, Lena Hall, Heidi Blickenstaff, Sierra Bagus, Rory O'Malley, so many more. So be sure to subscribe to the podcast and follow on Instagram to see photos and play games and learn who will be the upcoming guests. Also, to tide everyone over until season three, on Monday, February 8th, I'll be co-hosting the first ever E-Ticket to Broadway trivia night with my incredible friend, the one and only Stephanie Stiles. We'll be announcing more information soon on the Instagram page, including how to sign up for the very limited slots. And priority access will be given to the amazing Patreon supporters. So if you want that special access, become a supporter on Patreon. In addition to all the fun that comes with an e-ticket episode, tonight is a fundraiser for Gilanus Fund, an incredibly special organization that was created in 2007 after my sister Gilana passed away. And in her memory, my family and I have raised over $100,000 and given grants to organizations across the country that promote inclusion, justice, and acceptance. Please consider donating throughout tonight to make the world a better place. And later on, we're going to be taking questions from you. So be sure to submit your questions on our Instagram story. That story is available now. Just go ahead and ask your question, your Disney-specific question to these wonderful queens. And that's it. So on with the show. Tonight, they are live. You knew that I was going to say that. So from the Broadway Company of Six, put on your mouse ears and bow down to Adriana Hicks, Brittany Mack, Abby Mueller, and Samantha Pauly. There they are. Yay.
Yay.
Good evening. You wonderful, so wonderful cute. Women.
That don't was amazing. You could,
don't you wish everywhere you walked, you could have some fun music accompanying you?
The fanfare.
Listen,
we love a fanfare here. I know, beautiful. We love a good fanfare. And you all are very deserving. So queens, thank you so much for joining. We see some mouse ears, Abby and Adriana. What are you wearing? Who are you wearing?
Well, you know, that is a good question.
I was like, is that your question?
Is this a trick question? I have to admit. Okay, David.
Yes.
David. Ew, David. Abby. These might be, I am currently wearing my ears from Ratatouille, the TikTok musical that was sent to us from management.
Management!
This is great. Thank
you so much. And so I was like, oh my God, I have it. I have ears. I was so excited, but I don't know if they're, I don't know if they're Disney. I'm not sure they're like official park.
But it's Ratatouille, so that's Disney. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
I was really jazzed. Yeah,
literally, so, you take it to Broadway is about Broadway and Disney, and Ratatouille, the musical, was, of course, Broadway and Disney. So, like, come on, we love it.
Hello.
Sam, show us that wonderful sweatshirt.
Oh, my God.
She's rocking some park merch.
That's sweatshirt. Cute. Oh, StreamYard reverses everything. So I'm like, look at all the print. I'm down in Florida and I keep like all of my like Disney themed attire here because usually we go to Disney World. Obviously we're not going now, but it's all down here. So I chose this classic sweatshirt.
It's beautiful. And also Britt has, she revealed to us something that she's holding and it is, everyone get ready. Britt, will you please share with us your notebook?
I'm sorry. So jealous.
This is everyone get ready.
Oh, it just yo, the lyrics.
Actually, I'm gonna be Bebo. I'm gonna be Bebo.
Bebo.
Yes, you are, Bebo Bryson. Oh, and so, listen, ladies, I love that you all love Disney. I was so lucky to see you all on Broadway in February, and you were each so incredibly talented. And it's such a great show. Thank you so much, each of you, for bringing these performances to Broadway. We can't wait until you're back. But quick question, what was it like? You know, you had some performances bringing Six to Broadway. How was that for you all? Britt, you want to go first?
Okay. So there's the show that y'all see, and then there's the show that you don't see, which starts behind the kabuki, and we're all back. Everybody has their pre-show things that they do. So it's like if somebody don't do it, something is wrong, right? So everybody had their things going on. So we was like, this first preview is about to be litty. And when I tell you, so something happens, the kabuki opens, you know, Abby and I always almost pee on ourselves because we like, Lord Jesus, be a step in the darkness. It is dark back there, and we are coming down these steps, and we're just trying to look like Adriana because she is just like
fog.
fog. And she's fabulous, but this fog and the ambiance. So I'm saying that to say it was incredible, and we didn't really know what to expect. And it was incredible. And always Abby says something. And I'm always just like, And we're standing there in this freeze, and my shoulders was going because I was laughing so hard. Because like I'm not professional. And so then the audience, like, we couldn't even hear. I don't even know how Adriana started the show because I couldn't hear a thing. And that was the first interview, and it didn't slow down after. It's not like it got better. People got, you know, I don't know, cooped. Like, they didn't. And there was no theater etiquette training. And the show doesn't calls for that. Like, we want you to have a good time and have a good time with us. And that is what our 14 days of previews were. And man, listen, that was enough to kind of start me off in quarantine on a nice high level, because we had so much that we were given in that preview space. So it was everything.
I love that.
It was amazing.
Sam, Adriana, same thing, just lots of joy performing Six on Broadway.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was thrilling. I think we all like it, you know. We haven't really had like a lot of downtime. I mean, well, recently we've had a lot of downtime, but like before that, we went from like doing the show for a year. We left Minneapolis. We had some people had to move across the country. So some of us had like 2 weeks to kind of like get our stuff together and then go to New York, and like things were just kind of nonstop. But I think at the same time, we all kind of had a collective, like, we made it. Like that kind of like sigh of relief. We're here. This is our home, like for a while.
Yeah.
So it was like Britt said, just like nonstop excitement, but it did feel really good to just finally be there for sure.
Right,
we totally worked really hard.
I love that. And you will be back. It's going to be awesome. So we are going to shift gears a little bit and talk about Disney, which is of course, yeah, we are ready for it. There's a lot of comments, which is great. So what's so great is let's ask Adriana to explain her love. There she is.
Oh!
Oh! So we have an on-ride photo. And talk me through the space. Do we like Space Mountain?
Oh my God, don't even get me started. Because...
I'm getting you started.
Yeah. So Space Mountain, that was my friend Daniel Rakas. He is Hungarian. I met him overseas when I was doing Legally Blonde overseas at that time. And we were like, hey, let's do the classic trip where you go to LA and go to Malibu and then like drive to Vegas, but also go to Disney and all that. So it was that type of trip. And we was lit. When we got to Disney, it was so much fun. Yeah, there he is, trying to be Wolverine, I guess. I don't know what he was doing, but I had to blow up my kisses. But yeah,
Dumbo.
Dumbo. Okay, so I did not go on the Dumbo ride, but my mom would tell me stories when I was younger of me whenever we went to Disney and how much I loved the Dumbo ride. She was like, Adriana, you would not let me go. Like, you kept going back to the Dumbo ride for some reason. Mommy, again. And of course, I don't remember this, but I'm sure that was me. So whenever my friend Dale and I went, that's when I decided to take a picture of that and just like be like, Mom, look, I still love it. Even though I didn't ride it that time because I'm a little older, I want to ride the bigger rides, you know what I'm saying? But it was great. And the middle one, that was a different time. And I had to put on my Mickey ears in the gift shop, even though I didn't want to pay the $20 or $50 for the Amen. I put them on.
You take the photo.
Yeah, take the photo. Thank you, Disney, for being open to photographs. And I was looking cute. Yeah. And I said, you're welcome. I could not find that shirt for this thing, though. I was like, where is it? Because I love that. Yeah. I love my cute little Mickey Mouse. Who knows where that shirt is? But yeah, it was good time.
You also shared some California Adventure photos.
Oh yeah, same trip. California Adventure was at Screamin'. So now, I don't know if you guys know, the last time I went to California, that ride has changed to be the Incredibles ride now. And
yeah, the Incredicoaster.
Talk about like brilliance and such the proper upgrade. It was just really cool. But the California Screamin' ride, that was definitely my favorite. Or nope, let me take it back, because I don't have a picture of this ride, but what used to be the Tower, Hollywood Tower of Terror, that's turned now into Gardens of the Galaxy. Can we just discuss the brilliance of that? Oh, that was great. And so I don't have a favorite, as you can tell. I have so many rides. The Cars ride, you see my face. Brittany know me. Oh. And I'm like, everybody knows me in Disney. I'm like, well, why not? It's just bad. So
Adriana, you are in a safe place. This is where we come talk about how much we love it.
I get really excited for anybody who don't know. I love Disney.
Thank you for sharing. So yeah. Samantha, your Disney love goes back quite some time.
Oh, geez. Yep. Oh,
so there you are. Oh my gosh. Can you talk about your costume, starting with the shoes?
Well, I mean, like, you know, I grew up in the Midwest, so like I felt like really cool in my Jasmine costume, but then of course, like, it's cold in October in the Midwest, so like you have to wear all of your costumes with like sweatpants underneath. Totally. And then you're like, this is ruining the costume. So like, you know, the stakes were high. But like, check out those bangs, you know.
Girl,
that's a lot. I just love the. We're gonna go back to it. Just the beautifully happy expression, and then the trick or treat bag is a skeleton.
She has an edge. She does. Jasmine has an edge.
Like, wrong about Raja. Mm-hmm. So, but Sam, you did get to go as an adult. So here's some Disney World photos.
Oh, I love it. Come on.
Look at that.
You love a good collage.
Your bangs are so nice. Cute,
is that
Sam.
The same sweatshirt.
Okay. Thank you. That's the sweatshirt. I got it. When was that? I think that was the most recent time that we went. I think it might have been 2019. In October. And I thought it was going to be really hot, but we got a sweatshirt instead. But yeah, we usually go at least once a year because we usually come down to Florida right after Christmas. And this is like the first year in maybe 3 or 4 years that we haven't gone. Sometimes we go twice in a year. That one of me with my bangs was a time that we were at Disney for a week because Matt actually had a work conference like on Disney property at the Yacht Club. So we got to stay for a week. And then that was the night when at 6 o'clock he got done with this conference and he was like, should we just go to Magic Kingdom? That we like bought the tickets for like $100 at like 6 o'clock at night and went for like 5 hours. That we were like, okay, we got to do this and this and that. We got to watch the fireworks. Like,
that's awesome.
We had it like,
Sam, do you have a favorite part of Walt Disney World, whether it be Magic Kingdom or Epcot or Animal Kingdom?
I think my favorite is definitely Magic Kingdom for sure. But I will say Epcot during the Food and Wine Festival, I could be there all day. I think we've gone one time and we were there until like 1 o'clock in the morning. Just got destroyed.
We're proud of you for that.
Had a drink around the world, you know?
Yes, you do. You do. So, Britt, you grew up, Brittany, you love Disney. Do you have like any early memories of seeing Disney movies like in the movie theater?
Oh, honey. Listen, she grew up watching the things like, you know, The Rescuers and what's the scary one? Is it Black Cauldron?
The Black Cauldron.
Yes, the Black Cauldron.
I mean, watching classic Disney, you know what I mean? Sword in the Stone and the Aristocats. And I like it was like Bambi, y'all. I was like, my brother used to push me and be like, what up, Thumper? And then like, and then the boom, because out of my head would make a note because it was big. And he would push me into things. It was that is my association with Disney. No, but also, I just it was terrible because probably in every Disney movie, my brother would like call me something, some character in the movie, like the sidekick. You know what I mean? Sure. Not the bird. It was just like, oh, would dwarf are you today? And I was like, So it was love. I never got a chance to go to Disney parks. And I can't say because I'm from the Midwest, but it was because we had a really, really big family and single mom, and we just couldn't afford it. So she was like, y'all gonna get all these VHSs on today. So I'm pretty sure my Disney collection on the VHS probably outweighs everybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's that notebook. It's those plastic VHS like holders.
I have quite a few.
Brittany's got them. Yeah. Like,
awesome. They're like cracked and yellow. Right.
The plastic color coming off at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was like Snow White is out of the vault for a re-release. I had to get that one too. I had to get the re-release. So
I saw that movie in theaters. I saw Snow White in theaters.
Oh, wow.
In 1937?
I remember my mom taking me, and I remember seeing it in movie theaters. No.
Wow. Re-release.
How old are you?
For sure.
1937.
Seven. She looks
amazing.
I love all that. And, you know, like with Disney Plus, things don't go back in the vault. Kids these days won't understand what that's like.
Listen, my kids will. Okay. Oh, I'm going to teach them. I'm going to teach them.
Change that password.
I'm going to school them. Okay. They will be schooled.
This week to watch Hercules, and then that's it.
And then it's going in the vault. I'll tell you what the vault is.
Teach you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Britt, for sharing your love of those movies. And Abby, we've got some photos to share. There you are. You're giving us
the best.
It's very theatrical, all your photos.
Well, it was a big deal because Britt, we never got to go as kids because I'm from a family of actors, and it was not financially possible. And it was something we all loved Disney so much growing up, and I was heartbroken that, you know, I couldn't go to, and so there came a point where I was like, I'm an adult, and I'm gonna go and forget you guys. I'm taking myself. And so me and my twin brother went, actually, I think that's what that first, the left photo is from, when we went by ourselves. We're like, peace out, you guys. And then it became a thing where I was like, okay, this really is cool. I mean, I cried when I saw the like princess show. It was intense because when you don't get that out of your sister when you're a child, then you're just an adult that
I'm gonna has say, to have Abby, a even feeling. If you do, it's still
there. I'm glad. Anyway, I had a very emotional reaction. But so then I was like, you know what? When I get on Broadway, I'm going to take my family to Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
And then I realized like how much it actually costs. So, but then when I finally did get on Broadway, I talked to my sister, Jessie, and we were like, let's do this because I want to have this experience as a family, and they couldn't do it. So we should. And it ended up being amazing, but that's why we're all there. It was like herding cats, six adults at Broadway, but Jessie and I, we had a lot of help from a lot of friends that pitched in, and people worked at Disney, and they made this like, it was truly, truly magical, not to throw that word around. It was miraculous. And
you can,
so that's how I have it. Okay.
There's a lot of magic. We talk about magical a lot.
Wow.
And it's a beautiful, stunning photo of a lot of performers. I love it.
Yeah. That was when we all like lived in a house for 4 days together. This was a happy moment.
Wow.
Do you remember Abby?
No, it was totally worth it.
Is that a first visit pin? Are you wearing a first visit pin?
So mine wouldn't have been a first. I think mine was, I'm celebrating.
Oh, yes.
But a couple others had a first visit. I think it was, I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating losing my mind trying to make an itinerary for my family.
Well, thank you all for sharing some fun memories of Disney as a kid. We know you're each fiercely talented in Two Queens, but let's get to know more about how you rule your own magic queendom. What you all can't see are the faces when the music plays. It's a mix of shock.
I was like,
yeah,
I was just, right.
Literally,
I just wish that every time I entered my house. Obsessed. You know what I mean?
Britt, I'm gonna send all these tracks to you. I'm gonna make it happen for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, David.
No help you. So I asked each of you to answer some questions ahead of time, and it's time to see how well you know each other Disney's point of view. So you each have four pieces of paper with A, B, C, and D on it. If you think the scene in question is Adriana, you would hold up A. Certainly you'd hold up B, Abby, C, Samantha, D. This will all make sense as we go through. I really appreciated that Adriana was A and Brittany B. And then Abby, if your name started with a C, it could have really been helpful. But
my middle name is, so.
See, look. Look at that. Amen.
Won't he do it?
Won't he?
For you all, and basically I'm going to tell you their answer, and if whoever you think it is, you'll hold up a piece of paper. If you know we're talking about you, this is when your acting comes into play.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while. It's rusty.
Okay,
I'll do my best.
Slides of oil.
Okay. Disney character, and this queen answered Belle and more. Of course, you can hold up. So, who said Belle or more? Adriana is A, Brittany B, Abby C. We have Abby coming in strong with Samantha.
Yeah, I was stuck.
We got okay. So, no one thinks it's Adriana. We've got a B, a C. Adriana thinks C and B. The answer is
yes. A. I was like, probably Brittany, but maybe Abby.
Brittany, more than this provincial life.
Yeah. Brittany, do you want great adventure?
And more.
I want more friends. So much.
Brittany, do you have a favorite song from Beauty and the Beast that you sometimes sing in your apartment?
Okay. Low-key. Okay, so from the cartoon, right? Be Our Guest is like, so if I, well, not that I've entertained, but when I would entertain, I would put on Be Our Guest to like get lit, to be like, I'm about to have people over, here we go. And I would do the whole chandelier moment. I promise you, I always stop and I just see it. And then I try to hit the note. That part, and then I'm just like, okay, next time. But in the new movie, in the live action, you know the song that Maurice sings, and he's doing the what happened a moment after.
Yeah,
that song. It's on my bedtime playlist.
You love it. I love it. I think Belle is one of the best princesses. I think she's not selfish. Yeah. She sacrifices what she needs. She fights for what's right.
Yeah, she's really smart.
I asked I asked a favorite Disney character. This queen answered Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty, who is Aurora. So who do we think answered that? Cinderella and Aurora. A for Adriana, B Brittany, C Abby, D Samantha. We're still thinking, Adriana. Really, we got C, C, A. Abby thinks it's Adriana. Adriana thinks it's Abby. Okay, you've all answered. The correct answer is C.
That's of course.
Basic.
I mean, guys, look at her. You see her in the woods.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful movie. Abby, Sleeping Beauty in blue or pink? Which one do you prefer?
Oh gosh, how could you ask me that?
Well, you got on pink, boo boo.
I know, I did, but I almost thought about it. I wish I could make it blue. I like the blue.
I like the blue.
And I like the pink.
Does anyone here prefer the pink?
Well, did she have blue eyes? You know, it'll bring out her eyes.
Yeah,
if she had
on
blue
eye. Next time I
do that, on her eyes when she woke up. I remember.
Like blue. Well, Abby, I love that you love a classic queen. This person answered. You might know this at this point of the live show. This person answered Jasmine.
Oh no!
And so we
are we paying attention?
Yeah, I'm just.
Okay, so we've got DDD and Sam thinks everyone likes Jasmine. The answer is, of course, Sam.
He looked at her repeatedly. Like, I can't even be bothered.
Sam, you've always loved Jasmine.
I do. Did
you ever have a pet and name it Raja?
I feel like I remember having like a stuffed animal that was a tiger that it, like, I got at the zoo that I think I named Raja, maybe. I don't know. I just really loved. Do you guys want to hear a funny story?
And of course, yeah. Always.
I love Jasmine so much. And this is probably like maybe an unfortunate thing about like Disney movies and the way they make the princesses look. But when I saw Aladdin and seeing Jasmine, I vividly remember that being the first time I ever like saw a female on TV or in a movie and thought, oh, I want to look like that. Like, I want my body to look like that as like a child. That was like the first memory I have, because I thought she was so beautiful. I was like, I want to look like that and I want to like have the outfit. But she's always been my favorite.
And then you did.
I mean, I did. Literally put me side by side with Jasmine and you could not tell the difference. In like a photo next to her. Yeah. I nailed it. My
besides
mom
just like more sleeves, like a little bit more sleeves, like a little more sweatsuit, but not really.
At Magic Kingdom or wherever Jasmine is, I don't know what park she's normally at, but she is in like a full like high collar long sleeve like outfit now for meet and greets because like parents complained. Isn't that wild? I mean,
that is wild.
When I saw her, I cried.
Of course, I still cry when I see Mickey. And our final queen, Olaf and Vanellope from Wreck-It Ralph, of course. So,
are you kidding me?
I mean, of course there are. So we have a lot of A's. Well, okay, Adriana, why do you think it's Adriana? Why are you choosing Brittany?
Why am I choosing Brittany? Because those characters rock, and that makes sense for Brittany to like, you know. Because they both have edge. So wait a minute, question. Can we go back? Because the question was what princess you would be, right? Like who what's their favorite princess or Disney? Is it Disney character? Who is their favorite Disney character?
The magic of E-Tickets to Broadway, it's live your own life. So do you have a favorite Disney princess?
I do have a favorite Disney princess, but I do love Olaf and Vanellope so much because they make you laugh. Olaf has me dying.
Literally Olaf and Vanellope.
And Vanellope with her phrases like booger face or whatever she calls Wreck-It Ralph. I can't deal with it.
But is there a Disney princess you love?
Absolutely. I love Pocahontas, which that's why I was like, why wasn't that up there? I'm confused. I might have answered the question wrong.
I think you did okay.
I did okay? Okay.
Yeah, you did great. So the next question is I asked you all a favorite Disney song to sing. Okay, so there's going to be three answers this round. So who answered Colors of the Wind as their favorite Disney song to sing?
Wait a minute.
Abby answered Judy Kuhn. Interesting. Okay, we've got A, D. Okay, the answer is A.
Oh, yes. I just said that I love Pocahontas.
I know, Sam, but for whatever reason, I just hear you keep being like, I've been staring at the I was play.
Okay. But I'm also classic Disney love too. You know, like I love the whole through the decades Disney.
Yeah. Adriana, I am hearing from our research coordinator, Vanellope is a princess.
See? Boom. I didn't know that at first, but that's okay. She is, though. She's a princess of the Candy Crush game. Boom. Thank you for giving that information.
Yeah. We want to be very accurate here.
Yes.
On Broadway. Whose favorite Disney song to sing is Party of Your World? Is it A, B, Brittany, C, Abby, D, Samantha? So we've got two for Brittany and two for Abby. And the answer is, of course, Sam, do you have a favorite lyric? Sam, do you have a favorite lyric in the song?
I don't know if I do. I just love the song in general. It's just like
a great song.
I just loved watching the movie as a kid. And that song, whether it's in the movie key or the Broadway key, where they take it up a little bit, I just love it. It just like gives me goosebumpies.
I'll tell you what, Jody Benson, episodes 20 and 21 of You Take It to Broadway, sang a little bit of Part of Your World, and I died.
Oh my gosh. Because,
so lucky.
And actually, tomorrow, I'm just going to be watching.
She's exactly the same.
She does.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, I'm interviewing Sierra.
Oh, August. My God.
Well, it's David.
A mermaid. It's a whole lot of mermaid cool. joy. Here's our last one about favorite song to sing. Ooh, so many great songs that are really perfect for having that strong mix. And then we have To Belt. We love To Belt the pop version from the credits later, of course. I also love A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes and Princess Aurora's Cadenza. So who do you think? A lot of information. Take your time.
No, what time is it?
So it can be A for Adriana, B, Brittany, C, Abby, or D, Samantha.
Oh, gosh, that's really hard.
Abby's really thinking about... Okay, Abby thinks all of you.
Somebody didn't understand the question.
But Abby, you are hitting for the last night, you know, kids that grew up in the 90s, those credit songs, whether it's Beauty and the Beast,
yes, they're so good.
My favorite is 98 Degrees through your heart after Mulan.
Yes, 98 Degrees.
98 degrees.
That's a bop. That was a bop, y'all.
That is a bop.
I don't know why they, like, it was an odd choice on Disney's behalf.
But nailed it.
They nailed it. But Abby, do you have a favorite credit song that you can, well, let me just review your essay.
Sorry, let me scroll down.
Which one really does target that strong mix?
That strong mix.
Well, so I think what I was thinking, you know, you get your Lea Salonga, A Whole New World, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then you get your credits. You get, wasn't it Peebo and Regina, what was her name?
Regina Bam, baby. Regina
Bam. That's it. Yep. And you know what I mean? And Peebo was taking it up, but I love
Peebo
that.
Did two. He also did two of them.
Yeah, Peebo did two. Beast, right. And so good. But we do love that. Like, I mean, I just love it.
Record that for me, please.
I just love
Abby, what is Princess Aurora's Cadenza?
I don't know if I can do it.
Do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
That was incredible. You know, when she's singing to the birds, she's just like out of the woods.
Yes. It's so beautiful.
Echoing. Really, I don't know if I used the correct musical term on that. Sorry, Cadenza.
You know what? Again. Yeah, Britt, do you have a question?
Okay, so I know that because I didn't answer because I was like, I can't choose. How some never. Let me tell you. Barbra Streisand, live at Madison Square Garden, baby, did that Disney medley. And that is what put me, like, the whole thing. And I think that's why I couldn't choose. I was like, but I can I just say, like, her the medley that she did and, like, the way she did it and all of that? Is that an option? Okay, so I'm just going to put that out there because she sings all of the classics.
So this person answered Barbra Streisand's Disney medley. Go ahead and show your card. Who you think that might be?
Wait.
It is Brittany.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Sorry.
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
I just want to make sure you feel. And yes, it's
great. Yeah, hey.
Yeah, it's oh, hey. All right.
We're going to move on. I asked a favorite Disney movie. Favorite Disney movie. This one, you all had ties. Tie for Little Mermaid and Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
Oh. What do you think of that?
All this paper shuffling.
There's a lot of.
No.
Not Samantha, not C.
So wait, who, from your numbers, Abby thinks it's Samantha. Samantha, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Samantha.
Oh, yeah. Samantha. Oh, yeah.
Good choices.
I
if I asked you, tell me the plot of Alice in Wonderland, what would you say?
Do you want like a plot or maybe like the moral of the story?
Oh, girl, get deep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the whole thing is a dream, but she gets to live out the fantasy that she thinks she wants to experience because she's bored with her real life, but she finds that home is where she belongs after all. But you know why I love it so much is because well, maybe.
Kind of.
But she's like, she's one of the first. I mean, like, that movie was made, what, like 1950 something? 1951, I feel like. And it was like within all of these other Disney princess movies, but like, this was just a movie about a girl and her imagination. Like, there's no prince, there's no one like coming to save her. She's just like living. I like always loved it. And I really like the book. That's one of the first gifts my husband ever got me. He got me the book. Like, come on, Matt.
One of my favorite trivia is the voice of Alice was also the voice of Wendy in Peter Pan.
Yes.
Catherine Beaumont. Is that the name? But thank you, Sam. I love that. So this person said another tie and is playing by the rules, but they said Moana and Avengers Endgame.
But that's fact, though. That's fair.
Because not Marvel. Adriana, why would you think it's Abby?
Because I couldn't pick up another letter without laughing.
You know I ain't seen the Avengers. Because
I mean, no, and that's the thing. I was like, should I put this or not? And I'm so glad that I did, because I'm so glad that those movies are engrafted into the Disney family, because I love me some Marvel, but you already know I love Moana. But it was, I could have put a whole bunch of movies, like Toy Story 4 was up there for the win as well. Yeah, I have a very special place with Fox and the Hound as well. I love that movie, but...
I love it. You all are bringing up like rescuers and like Black Cauldron.
Yeah.
Listen.
This
person, this is a three-way tie, believe it or not, from Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, and Sword in the Stone.
See. Wait a minute. If you are between these two people right here.
So it's so
I'm sorry. I keep getting my letters confused. I'm so sorry.
I know. It's hard. It's okay. So votes for Abby. Abby saying it's Brittany. Adriana, maybe. The answer is it's Abby.
All right. See?
Let's talk about Madame Mim for a moment. A wonderful character, Madame Mim.
All of them. Those friggin' squirrels.
Yeah.
Squirrels when they fall in love. Oh. It's great. It's
have
cool
you, Abby, have you been to Disneyland?
I have been to Disneyland. Yes.
You know what? I just realized the Sword in the Stone. Have you, or at either park, have you seen the Sword in the Stone?
Yes.
Have you pulled it?
At both. I think I did. Out? You know what? It didn't. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's very weird. I would assume it was.
It's super weird. I was bummed, but well.
Next time. Next time.
Next
time. Our final queen answered favorite movie, believe it or not, Beauty and the Beast.
What
do we think? Adriana, the answer is Brittany.
Brittany.
We love Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
It's so good. Also, it was a tie between that and The Great Mouse Detective. but I was like, let me not.
Yeah, oh,
right. It's my jam, okay? I'd be like, to Radigan, to Radigan, like, it's so good. It's so.
I love, you have the knowledge of those, like, 1970s, 1980s Disney films. Good job. Last question. Which Disney character do you most identify with? So there was a spoiler alert ahead of time. So which queens do they most identify with Pocahontas?
Sorry, that's just too good to me. Okay.
Because they have a talking raccoon friend, a hummingbird. So there's a lot for Adriana. The answer is...
Y'all know me too well. Why are you laughing, Brittany? Don't laugh at me. Come on now.
No, it's good. Pocahontas, she relates to Pocahontas.
Look, I love
I love outside. So you'd be like, I just want to water. And then you'd be
Yeah, and that's why I love Moana stuff too. I do love nature and I love, you know, like cute little animals and stuff like that. And also Pocahontas was very strong, but she also was a, you know, finding her way, like her journey with discovering new things and finding out her strength within her, but also being a loving and caring queen. And yeah, and like I just, a princess of her tribe. I don't know, you know, it's just,
yeah. I love Just Around the River Bend more than College of the Wind.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Brit with me.
That's, I get it, but.
When she jumps off that waterfall too.
Amazing. That score is amazing. Yeah.
Stephen Schwartz?
Steven did that. Okay.
He did that.
From Pocahontas to Wicked.
Yeah. Bye.
We have another a queen that answered, which Disney character do you most identify with? And this anyone who talks to birds and mice and other animals, smiling face. <Awesome. laughs> So, which is quite, that's quite, there are many Disney characters that do that. So Britt thinks it's Samantha. Hmm. Great. The answer is it's Abby.
It is Abby Mueller.
You were just talking to some birds today. I was talking to birds, walking around.
That's great.
Abby, I want you in Times Square to just like hold out your hand and a bird to just land on it. And then just, like, like
I would be so excited, even if it was a pigeon. I would be so excited. Yeah. Which it probably would be because there's no.
It would be a pigeon.
Yeah, it's okay.
Great. This person beautifully shared earlier, but they most identify with Alice.
Oh,
so I think Alice. You might know this answer. Alice. Alice. It is Samantha.
I forgot that was like the answer.
That was.
Who am I?
I love that. You got
who character. Am I?
Is there, did you want to add anything to a Disney character that you identify with?
Oh.
It's Lumiere, isn't it?
Oh,
me?
I like that you pregame to be our guest. So I was just thinking maybe it's.
I mean, listen, sometimes I'm Mrs. Potts and other times I'm. So it doesn't, you never really, I never know what I'm going to get depending on what day it is. I like Brave though. I like Merida.
Merida's dope. Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, thank you all for playing and letting us get to know you a little bit better in your Disney. That was super fun. Thanks for playing. Before I move on, I want to quickly share with all of you watching about Gilana's Fund, which is a cause that's very dear to my heart. And it was created in 2007 after my older sister Gilana died from a rare reaction to medication at the age of 26. And the fund is a way to honor her memory and change the world. The fund has raised over $100,000 and has awarded over 40 grants to nonprofit organizations across the country whose mission is to educate, support, and promote the core values of Gilana's Fund, which are acceptance, inclusion, justice, and equality. Something that we all need to be so hyper aware of and fight for in 2021 and every single day. I want to share with you some of the recipients of Gilana's Fund over the last 13 years. These are just some. Also this year, we gave money to the Actors Fund as a thank you to all of the actors that have given time for the annual Living for Today concert that I hold at Joe's Pub. Of course, this year we couldn't have the benefit because of the pandemic. So I've been using portions of the Patreon and these live shows to raise money to change the world. I think all of us as artists have that responsibility as we talk about how to make the world better to also raise money and do that. So I'm so thankful for you four for joining me tonight to help raise money for that. If you're enjoying the podcast, if you're enjoying, you know, the inauguration, if you're enjoying making the world a better place, please visit gilanisfund.org to make a donation directly. Or you can become a Patreon by going to www.eticketpodcast.com, where you can become a Patreon and a percentage of your donation will go directly to Gilanis Fund. And the rest of it will go to get you fun perks of being on the podcast and video hangouts, exclusive access, lots of fun stuff. You can also support by going to the Community Foundation for Muskegon County. But again, all this information is on our website. So again, thank you for helping me raise money for this very important cause. As always, I have no good segue. So here is a video.
Put on your thinking ears. It's trivia time. Oh boy.
Samantha, tell me what you're going through right now. It's the most beautiful, cute. Look at all of you.
I was like full on. I was. What? But then Mickey surprised me. I was so excited.
Well, I don't know who that was because it's because I don't want anyone suing me, but didn't it sound like someone very familiar? It
sounded kind of familiar, but like, I don't know.
Yeah. It definitely sounds like a famous mouse. But I got to be very careful. Yeah. What, Brittany?
It was his cousin Marcus. That's who it was. Marcus Mouse.
Yeah. But you know what? Abby, Abby does a really good Gus Gus. Can we just discuss?
She does.
We've got it here.
A big birthday.
Do it again for the people in the back. That was. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. Are we gonna get? We're gonna get copyrighted here.
No,
we're not. We're good. Your sister did on her episode, I think, as well.
Oh, Lord. Sure she could. Oh.
No, we love it, though.
We love it. Pro union.
Love it. Yes. I love that people can sometimes do like specific Disney impressions. Like Abby just showed us her phenomenal Gus Gus. Can anyone do any other fun Disney impressions?
I ain't got it.
No one. No. Great.
I wish I.
I was like, I was think like, Sam, it. I feel like, no.
I don't think I can. I'm not that I can think of.
Not on the spot. Well,
they might sneak out. Feel free to.
They might. Feel free to
inspiration may strike.
Character. So, so we are ready to play Disney Queens trivia, and we want you watching to play along. So if you actually grab your phone and go to Instagram and check out the stories, you can play along with us. We are very, very excited for you to play with us on E-Ticket to Broadway. So the first question, it's going to be multiple choice, A, B, C, D. So you get to show that wonderful thing. Our Instagram is blowing up. It's very exciting. Everyone loves you. Let me just pull this up. So the first question is... Many of the Disney queens are villains in their films. Which of the following is not a villain? The Evil Queen, the Queen of Hearts, Queen Nerissa, or Queen Anna? Which one is not a villain in their film? People are watching. We've got a lot of votes for Queen Anna. We've got a vote for Queen Nerissa. No one's saying the Evil Queen. Let's see. We've got a lot of... So
wait a minute.
Three for Queen Anna not being the villain. And Abby saying Queen Nerissa.
Who's Nerissa?
The answer is D.
Yeah.
It is Queen Anna.
Who is Nerissa?
Queen Nerissa is from Enchanted.
Which I'm waiting for that to be on Disney Plus.
I'm sure it's coming.
Can't wait.
Well, well done, everyone. Here comes question number two. And again, thank you all for playing. The second question is live as well. So those of you watching, head to our Instagram page at eTicket to Broadway. Check our stories. and you can play along with the queens. Here's question number two. At the end of The Lion King, Simba becomes the king of Pride Rock. Who ascends to the throne as the queen? Who becomes the queen of Pride Rock at the end of The Lion King?
Well, see, that's complicated.
Sarabi, yeah, wait a minute.
Serafina, Nala, or Zira?
Is that a trick question?
Is it my future?
Yep. Everyone is saying Nala. And the answer is, it's Nala. I know. Well done, everyone.
Whoa.
You've seen The Lion King. Good, good.
We got so intense. We're like, all right, next question.
I know.
I know. You're in the zone. Okay. So our third question, and everyone's playing along at home, which is very fun. We're just going to wait for that third one to go live. Oh, everyone's voting on here. Lots of people in the comments playing along. Okay, third question is live, which is, this one's a little sad. Many of the Disney princesses do not have living parents in their movies. Mm-hmm. Who was the first Disney princess to have her mother be alive in the film?
Was it Aurora,
Rapunzel, Merida, or Moana?
The first one? Okay, wait a minute.
You know what? I can pick the logo off to help you.
The first one.
Have her mother be alive in the film.
Ah.
So we've got some.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna just keep this one.
Okay, so everyone's got something different. Shoot. Everyone's playing along at home. And the answer is, it is Aurora.
What? No.
Sleeping Beauty.
Because she wasn't bad. They just stole her.
We're off the rails. Because Snow White's mother we never meet. Cinderella's mother we never meet.
Aurora's right.
We do meet Aurora's mother. And this is something I learned in doing this podcast. What is her name?
Aurora's mom?
She has a name. Yeah.
Oh boy. Stefan, and the king is Stefan, and the queen is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's Queen Leia. Leia? Leia? Come on. That's biblical.
Okay, well, question number four. Which of the following Disney queens are born into royalty rather than marrying into it? Is it A, Cinderella, B, Belle, C, Tiana, D, Rapunzel? So which of the following queens are born into royalty rather than marrying into it? So Adriana and Britt think it's Rapunzel. Abby thinks it's Tiana. Sam is confused by the question, perhaps.
Sam said hard work.
Yes. Right. I don't want to get another. I don't think this is right.
Cinderella. So the answer of which of the following Disney queens are born into royalty rather than marrying into it? The answer is Rapunzel.
Yay.
Born.
Yeah, so, because Cinderella is not a princess who's not born into royalty, right. Nor is Belle.
I was
nor
thinking of like the princess that died.
Rapunzel was royalty?
What?
Yeah, because she got stolen away from royalty and then came back.
Yeah, I was just looking at.
I haven't seen Tangled.
What? Tangled is really good.
You may not do well on this last one because what is the lost princess? What do Queen Ariana and King Frederick do on Rapunzel's birthday each year to try and bring her home?
I think you know that.
B, set off fireworks. C, leave a trail of flowers. Or D, paint a picture.
I think you know this.
You all said A. And the answer is, of course, A. They launch a bunch of lanterns.
So pretty.
I love it.
Even though Disneyland Fantasmic, that song replaced the OG Snow White, Someday My Prince Will Come. Angry about it. Still love the song. Well, thank you all for playing. Thank you, Natalie, for the research assistance. We love Queens. So that was, you all did so well. And next, we're going to take some questions from you.
Now let's hear from some of you. Uh-huh.
I just need a music video of U4's reaction to that.
It just gets me every time.
It's really good. So those of you that went to our Instagram page, thanks so much for going. Here we go. Hannah asks, which Disney princess is most like your queen in Six? That's Hannah, Theater Nerd 98.
Okay.
This is a good question. Let's look in the comments and see if anyone's trying to help as well.
Ooh.
So if who, if your queen, at, like if a Disney princess was like had to go into six, like who would they most align with?
Oh man, that's a real good question.
That's a fantastic question. Yeah. I mean, okay. Oh, wow.
I feel like I can answer other queens except for mine.
Wow. I'm like, I think it can be a discussion.
Yeah.
That might be fun too. Ariel.
What?
Ariel? Maybe Ariel. I don't know. She was just like, she just like grew up really fast. Like in the
That's a good one, Sam. Like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I love him.
Right.
She was so young too. She was so young.
Yeah, someone said, Jane Seymour could be Cinderella. Oh, okay. Meg.
Oh, yeah. Meg. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, Meg.
But is Meg a-
I think
Meg is knowing, though. Meg is very, like...
She's very knowing. I think, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many.
I think
Catherine Aragon giving me Belle vibes.
That makes sense. Like, Belle, that makes sense. Yeah. Belle Aragon.
Elsa for Cleves.
I think Cleves is a mix between Merida and like Merida and maybe like Mulan. And even though Mulan isn't necessarily classified as a Disney princess, I think she's like this mix between like, but there's definitely Merida in there. Mostly, I think, because she's very queen of.
I had this conversation. I feel like with my
Jasmine
mom.
Could kind of be.
I think Jasmine too.
Yep.
Or Jasmine, maybe even.
Well, I would just say, like in the Disney world, in the catalog, of course, not every culture has kings and queens. So, like, are they elevated to a position of power? So Mulan, right. Even though she stays. That she's still given the Empress thing. Pocahontas is still elevated. So we want to, you know, we don't want to push this European king, queen. So like, I would say any woman that kind of lifts up in position would be there. But we have a lot of, everyone's really excited about this question. We're going to move on because this is a thrilling question. Jessica C46 asks, which Disney princess do you associate with each other?
Okay.
Ooh.
As human beings.
Oh, that's another good one. Oh.
Well.
Okay, Sam, go. You got something.
I was going to say, Abby, I think it's giving us Giselle from Enchanted. Wanting to be an animated character.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
She's like, unless you want me to say Sleeping Beauty. But. It was the Times Square pigeon imagery that really.
I can
one of you.
I know this might be a little bit off, but there are parts of me that's like Ariel a little bit, just like it's just like very just like adventure and discovering a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know.
Sam is definitely
I see that as I see you with Pocahontas too, though. But right, I was like, it's. I have two sides. Like, Pocahontas is very strong.
Yeah, I feel like Abby gives me Sleeping Beauty vibes for sure.
Yeah,
like Brit gives me. See, okay, I'm looking in the comments, and someone said that I am more like Meg, but I think that about Brit.
I knew you were going to say that.
That like, can I
don't
help?
Want this to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, what? Kind of like, that's it.
It's like also deep inside, like a mush and just a hot mess. Like, let's be honest. Like, but like, what?
I want you all to think about this as you go through the rest of your quarantine. Think about which Disney princess am I most like? Laura asks, what Disney Broadway show would you like to be in?
Oh,
yeah. So like Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, Tarzan, Mary Poppins, Aida. What am I missing? Frozen, Aladdin.
Aida, definitely.
Aida.
Everyone wants to be an Aida.
I know that score. Come on.
Lion King would be a challenge, but
Sam wants to be in Lion King too.
Don't get started, you guys.
Oh my god.
I know. These are real questions. This is a question from AJNYC. This is really niche. What Disney attraction is your queen most like?
That's great.
What is the food and wine festival an attraction?
Yes. We're going to say yes for it.
Cleaves is Epcot.
She says it. She's the world pavilion.
That's great. I support that. Anyone else have any thoughts about
the attraction?
Oh,
I mean, Jane would probably be like, never mind.
What you gonna say?
I was gonna say, like, it's a small world, which we love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's probably like, it's a small world, but she's also kind of like, also just the castle, you know?
We have that Jane Seymour is also the teacups.
I think the teacups.
Oh, the teacups.
Lots of great questions. Broadway Media asked, which Disney queen would play your queen in Six? So if you had to cast the show, you get to cast your understudy or replacement. Who would you want to have play your role? And let's open it up beyond Disney princesses. Any Disney character.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hmm. Ooh.
Maybe Elsa. Elsa.
Okay.
Elsa could do that. She could be a cute little Catherine of Aragon.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah. That'd be
cool. Well, I love how seriously you're taking these questions.
I know.
I love it. No, this is.
That's good. They're so intriguing.
They're so good.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Pocahontas could give a strong
Catherine of Aragon.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd like to see her Seymour. I'd like to see it. Just say.
Oh, I think we do that too. Mm-hmm.
Guess not.
I would think it would be interesting.
I would like to see the fool as
Britt, I want you to do Beauty and the Beast, but Six. Like, put on a production of Six, but only like the enchanted objects and like who would play what track.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, that would be good. I'm gonna work on that for you, David.
Let us know. That's coming up in March.
We'll get the breakdown. The breakdown's really coming quickly, out.
Carissa wants to know favorite Walt Disney World or Disneyland snack. Anyone have a favorite snack at the parks?
Okay, I got a question. But Harry Potter is at Disney World.
No, but
are you talking about that butterbeer?
Butterbeer. Do they have funnel cakes at Disney World?
Yes.
They have everything. Yeah. Funnel cakes.
You're right, though.
It's all about the Dole Whip. Abby's a Dole Whip queen.
I was going to say Dole Whip, but I think my favorite is the ice cream shop that's like right on the corner, like at the end of Main Street before the park opens up. The ice cream is right there, on your right. Mine is definitely the churro. I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute, the funnel cakes, but the churros. I think I had two.
What's that? Oh my gosh, the Dole Whip is pineapple soft serve.
It's so good, and you can get it. You can get like boozy Dole Whip too.
Oh,
yeah.
Like alcohol. Well, and that place in Animal Kingdom too. They have that bar that's right.
They
have some amazing cocktails there too. And then they have really good food there.
I'll tell you what though, starting a podcast about Disney parks, I talk about Dole Whip every week. I'm trying to explain it. Alicia Umfriss talks about on her episode, she had it at her wedding because it's vegan.
Wow.
And so you could have Dole Whips at your wedding. Now we all want to go to the Disney parks. So thank you everyone for answering or asking questions. Thank you for answering these wonderful questions. So I always like to ask this on the end of my episodes, the next time or the first time you go to a Disney park, what's the first thing you want to do? So say you wake up tomorrow and you're going to the Disney parks.
First thing you want to do.
I love the, for me, it's like Space Mountain, Expedition Everest. I love the coasters. Like,
so you're going those e-ticket rides.
I mean, so many amazing things. Yeah, I and the safari. I'm just obsessed with Animal Kingdom. I think it's so incredible.
It's so good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hi.
Sam, what about you?
We have like our favorite rides that like we have to do at Magic Kingdom that like when we download the app, we like do the fast pass for them. And those are Haunted Mansion, and Jungle Cruise, and Pirates of the Caribbean. Those are probably like our top two that like we'll use the fast passes for.
Classic. Adriana?
Yeah, the first thing I would do is definitely take a pic, be like, I'm here. And then I would go to do I would go to California Adventure, and I haven't been to Disney. I've been to Disney World one time when I was really, really young. I don't remember a lot. So if first time there, I would see my mom is coming to the conversation. So yeah, it was great. I went with my cousin, but I would like to probably go on that the California Screamin' now turned into the
Incredicoaster.
Incredicoaster. Oh, yeah.
The Incredicoaster is a wonderful overlay, but they pump the smell of chocolate chip cookies. And every time you come off that ride, they sell them. They're so good.
See,
it's great. So Britt, you haven't been to a park. We're going to all take you as soon as it's safe. What are you most looking forward to doing at a Disney park?
I think creating the memories that you guys have, not to be like overly gushy or anything, but like you guys talk about the parks and are like, like glowing. This is my mama. I'm about to tell her why you ain't never took me.
Listen, mind the neighbor. Don't start. This amazing conversation.
I think creating the memories and now I know that you want to go with someone or people that you love, that you care about, and that you know are ready to like turn up and like have a good time. And that can drink, so I'm not gonna bring my niece with me the first time I go, but maybe after, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna make sure I go when it's the food and wine festival.
Yeah,
that sounds
right. Not a bad idea.
You know, right. Britt and Abby, when Walt Disney dedicated Disneyland, he said it's for the young and the young at heart, so you can always go.
You can bring your mama,
yes, she well. Thank you for joining tonight. And again, all of you watching, these four women have donated their time tonight to bring you joy. So please give them some love on Instagram, on all their events that they're working on in this quarantine. Know that, you know, this Broadway's still shut down. So anything you can do to support them all. Of course, once Broadway comes back, be there, get your tickets to Six, get all your friends to go. In the meantime, make sure you're all wearing a mask and social distancing and washing your hands. The sooner that you all make an impact in your own communities, the sooner we can get back to work. So thank you again, also to the Broadway Podcast Network for sponsoring tonight's live show. Thank you for watching. If you had a good time, please visit www.eticketpodcast.com. You can sign up to become a Patreon. We've got another 10 more episodes coming up in February, but there's been 30 Oiga Vault, there's been 30 episodes so far with a lot of wonderful people, including Joey Benson, Andrew Menzel, Susan Egan, lots of fun Disney voices. Jonathan Freeman's coming up. Also, Annalie Ashford, who gave voice to a troll in Frozen. I want to make sure I remember all of our voices. And again, we also would love for you to visit BeHonestFund.org to make a donation to help change the world. So that's all. So any sort of magical feeling you're feeling right now, please bring that into your communities, bring them online. We only want positive stuff out in the world. Again, you can all make that happen. So that's it. Thank you all. And we'll see you at the parks. See you guys.
Thanks, David. Thank you.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.